This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, here's a business strategy question that is going to sound basic but isn't. As you think about your product line, do you go way high-end, expensive and tailored, or mass market, cheaper and broad-based? Such is the choice the drug maker Novartis made. The company is cutting more than 2,000 jobs, most of them in Europe, as it streamlines to focus on more innovative, read expensive to research and develop, and thus more expensive to consumers, drugs. Janet Babin has that one.
Novartis's overhaul will take the company away from cheaper generic drugs and further towards customized medicines, things like gene therapies and biologics. Damian Conover covers healthcare as an equity analyst at Morningstar.
This is an effort to focus on areas where there's higher return.
Novartis had some strong incentives to revise its business model. It lost a patent for a blockbuster cancer drug, Glivia, a few years ago. Wall Street analysts also slammed the company for not charging more for one of its popular leukemia drugs. Economics professor Frank Lichtenberg at Columbia Business School says these new medications won't be cheap, but they could be good for patients with rare diseases.
The medicines are also far better, that they are more effective in treating diseases.
Ezekiel Emanuel chairs the Department of Medical Ethics at the University of Pennsylvania. He says there's a national problem with drug prices that needs to be tackled.
We need national drug price negotiation.
Because, Emanuel says, the current U.S. patent system gives drug companies effective monopolies and lets them charge higher prices for longer periods. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.